Well, today, 72 Victorians with the virus are in hospital. 17 of those are in intensive care. That's up from 9 in hospital and 1 in ICU on the 29th of June. And more cases have been reported among medical staff in Victorian hospitals, posing an additional risk to those individuals, but potentially to the healthcare system itself. Dr. Marion Kaner is the head of infectious diseases at Victoria's Western Health. She says the biggest risk now is public complacency, which she's warning could mean overwhelming the health system.
If this virus only were able to be transmitted when somebody develops symptoms, then it is much easier to say, stay at home when you're sick, don't come to work when you're sick. And that is still a message. But just because somebody doesn't have symptoms does not mean that they can't infect other people. And that is why we're really relying on our community to really help ensure that our healthcare system is not overrun.
So is it a particularly risky moment because you may have healthcare workers who have been exposed but you don't know? That is a very risky moment for you, isn't it?
Well, fortunately we have good risk mitigation strategies. So we can definitely reduce our risk. And one of the best ways of reducing our risk in an environment apart from that physical distancing is for our healthcare workers to wear a mask.
How worried are doctors and nurses about this situation? What are they telling you when you speak to them?
I mean, we have amazing professional staff, and we have, you know, I think the way to tackle fear is with good information, making sure that they are empowered to know what they can do to protect themselves. And we know how to protect ourselves. I think people are really nervous about a potential surge and what that means to the quality of care that we can provide to our patients.
Now, a lot of preparation went into bolstering hospital resources across the country at the start of this pandemic. Could this wave of disease across Melbourne overwhelm the city's health system, or do you feel that the preparations are sufficient to cope with what's coming?
A lot of work has gone in, so I think it all depends as to how big the surge is. And here we're really relying on our community as to what is happening there. So despite our best plans, if a community doesn't listen, if it continues to interact, we could be absolutely overwhelmed. And even if we're not overwhelmed, if we have a lot of demand on our healthcare services, we cannot provide the best possible care that we normally would to those patients during a surge. And that affects the care of everybody.
And how confident are you, looking at how this has played out in recent days, that Victorians get that message and are doing the right thing, and that the hospital system will be saved? Because there have been a lot of people issued with fines for not obeying the rules, that sort of thing. How do you feel about where Victorians are at on this at the moment?
I have the confidence we've done it once, we can do it again. And I have seen a marked reduction in traffic. On the other hand, a few people making very bad decisions, and they may not even think that those are bad, big decisions. They may think, oh, look, it doesn't really matter if I go and visit Aunt Betty or somebody like that. Those can end up having enormous consequences. And so really no exceptions to the rules is really important. And every single person who doesn't adhere puts all of us at risk. If everybody adheres, we have a really good chance of making sure that this plateaus and we don't see an enormous surge. Remember, the numbers that we're seeing right now are lagging behind the time that the infection started. And there are some workplaces which are high risks, for example, the abattoirs, where this can just rip through and cause a lot of other disease in other workers there. And potentially that could then spread out. So hopefully we're getting our arms around it. So it's like a bushfire right now. And we need to ensure that we prevent any embers from going outside and just get our arms around this bushfire and quench that out.
Well, some of those embers have entered New South Wales, it would seem, and now New South Wales is also on high alert. What needs to happen now, you know, if we don't want to see a situation like we saw in, say, New York, or like we're seeing in other US states like Texas and Florida?
I think probably one of the biggest dangers is complacency, and that people think that their actions don't really matter. And this, I think we've seen very much that individual actions have a huge consequence. Adhering to physical distancing makes a huge, huge difference. If you're staying apart by more than a meter, you decrease your risk by an enormous amount. You decrease your risk by 82% for the first meter and half your risk for every additional meter. Being outside really reduces your risk. I always say the outside's your friend. You have a 19-fold reduction in getting infected outside. So I think we need to, as a society, learn to understand what we can do to still live fulfilling lives and to have an economy that is running by understanding where the vulnerabilities are of that virus. So it does not like physical distancing. If we wear a mask as source control, it does not like that. It does not like good ventilation if we open our windows and open our doors and have a good breeze going through. So there are things which we can do. This virus is going to be out there. It's an invisible enemy, and it will exploit every vulnerability. So every action that somebody takes, not following the public health instructions, puts all of us at risk.
Dr. Marion Kaner, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Epidemiologist Dr. Marion Kaner, Head of Infectious Diseases at Victoria's Western Health.